Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am Dr. Wenda here on Sunday Prayer, the time where we go before the throne of God and the time in which we pray one for another. This is a time for intercessory prayer. We heard a wonderful worship song, and we're going to move right on into our prayer. We're going to pray from Psalms, the 25th chapter, verses 1 and 3 through 5. Oh, Lord, I give my life to you. No one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced. But disgrace comes in those who try to deceive others. Show me the right path, O Lord, the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. All day long, children of the Most High God, we must put our hope in the Lord. Lord, as we go through our daily life, as we walk each day, Lord, help us to keep our hope in you. There are so many times and so many situations where we get distracted and we put our hope in other things, but Lord, help us to get back on track and to put our hope in you, to trust you. In the Word of God, it tells us so many times about how God will protect and God will surround and God will provide for his people. Lord, help us not to be distracted, us to trust in you. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what people are saying around us, to say that we're in a hopeless situation and we're not going to get out and the diagnosis will not change. But Lord, we're going to hope in you. We're going to trust in you. You control the very breath in our bodies. You know our beginning from our end. Lord, you have the final say-so over our lives. So, Lord, we hope in you. We trust in you. Lord, you have healed others in the past. Lord, you can heal us if it's your will. Lord, you have opened doors in the past, and Lord, you can open the doors for us now if it is your will. But Lord, help us to follow your direction for our lives. You know what your will is for us. Help us not to go by what somebody else thinks we should do, but help us to listen for your voice, for your direction for our lives. We rededicate our lives to you today. Lord, forgive us for all of our sins, conscious sins and subconscious sins. Direct us. As it's declared in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Lord, you are our shepherd. We're following you. And because we're following you, we are confident that you will provide for all of our needs. Lord, we rededicate our lives to you. Here I am. Surely there's a work that I can do. Each of us can say, surely there's a work that I can do. Surely there is something that I can do to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Surely there is a word of encouragement that I can give somebody. Surely there is a morsel of food that I can share with somebody. Surely there are words of encouragement that I can share with somebody. Lord, what is it that you want me to do? I'm willing to do what you want me to do. I'm willing to go the extra mile for the kingdom of God. Lord, help us. Direct us this week. Ooh. Equip us with what we need to excel this week. And whatever the challenges are, Lord, you lead us over every bump in the road. Lord, lead us. Lord, direct us whether we need to go right or left. Oh, we need to back it up and then go forth again. Lord, orchestrate our steps. And Lord, refill us with your anointing. With your anointing. Oh, the word of God says that your anointing breaks every yoke. So if there's any yokes in our lives, break it. Hallelujah. Through your anointing. Lord, help us to feel your presence. Send the wind of the Holy Spirit right where we are. Oh, Lord, we yield ourselves. Here we are. Here we are. Available for you to use. Available for you to use. And that you will know our name. That you will know who Dr. Winder is. Help Dr. Winder to be faithful to you. Help every single listener on this prayer line. Help them to be faithful to you. Lord, move them. Grow them up spiritually. In the name of Jesus, help all of us to be more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. That we will not stumble, that we will not fall, that we would not give in to the wiles of the devil, but that we would be conquerors, that we would stand strong. And whatever the addictions are that we're going through, it may not be drugs, it may not be alcohol, it may not be cigarettes, but it may be food. It may be not eating enough food. Lord, you know what the addiction is. Lord, heal us. Deliver us from every single addiction in our lives. And help us to make choices that will bring life to this body. Help us to make choices that brings life to this body. So that we can continue to live for you. We don't want rocks to cry out for us. Lord, we want to do the work that you have called for us to do. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for sending sowers to the kingdom. Sowing their gifts and their abilities, their strength, and their finances. Lord, we thank you, Father God. Oh, we thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we praise you. We magnify your name. You're worthy of all of the praise. You're worthy of all of the glory. We magnify you and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for sending helpers when we need help. Oh. We thank you, Lord, that we may look for one person to be there. You send somebody else. But, Lord, you always send somebody to help us. So, Lord, continue to provide the help that we need. Oh, we thank you, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you for adding people to Reflection Ministry. ministries that love you, that want to grow in the knowledge of your word. I thank you, Lord, for sending helpers to the ministry from the north, east, south, and west. Hallelujah. To help spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. To be able to help encourage someone along the way. Oh, to be the light in the midst of the darkness. To say, this is the way to Jesus. There is a way out of the situation that you're in. Oh, there's a way out. You don't have to stay bound up, tied up. Oh, you can be set free. Help us to be free and help us to share with others to help them to be free through the word of God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Everybody that's going to be going through an operation, Lord, cover them. Cover them, Father God, as they prepare for the operation. Cover them. Cover them while they're on the table. Cover them. Lord, heal people that have diabetes. Heal people that got high blood pressure. Heal people that got the COVID virus. Heal people, Father God, that's suffering with social illnesses. Healing in the name of Jesus Christ. We need healing. Those that are questioning their spiritual relationship with you, Lord, provide the healing and the security and the confidence that they need to hold on and to trust you. This is our prayer this Sunday, August the 1st, 2021. I'm Dr. Linda. And thank you for tuning in to Sunday Prayer. God bless you. Have a great week. Bye-bye.